Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So Mike, are you much of a shopper? Do you enjoy shopping?
Occasionally. I enjoy shopping for very few things.
Okay.
But the things I enjoy shopping for, like books.
Yeah.
I love book shopping.
Spend a while in there looking around, having a browse, looking at the back, the title, read a few pages.
Love it all. If it comes to clothes though, I hate clothes shopping.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what would make you either want to go into a store, or what would make you leave a store once you were in it?
Wow, too many people.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would definitely be something that would push me out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Make me go into the store, maybe if it's new, maybe if it's something I haven't seen before. And of course, I think most people, if we saw that there's a great sale, you'd want to go in because you can save some money.
What about like the music? If you heard a store, a clothing store, and it's playing a song you like, or would you go in to just see, okay, if they've got a good choice of music, maybe they've got a good choice of clothes?
No, I kind of ignore the music.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to it. Oh, and the service people, the staff, if they're asking you questions all the time.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
I don't like that either.
Drives you away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're looking at another thing that might make you want to go into a shop and stay there today, and it's smell.
Smell. You're talking about like a bakery or a cake shop.
Well, more than that. Let's read through the article and find out how it works.
Okay.
Reading.
Branding through smell. You walk into a clothing store and immediately feel at home. As you look at the items on the shelves, you notice a flowery smell. It's so nice that you don't want to leave. The smell's presence is no accident, though. It is part of scent branding, something more companies are using these days. Scent branding is a kind of marketing that focuses on the nose. Marketing researchers now believe that nice smells keep customers around longer. As a result, they've begun using pleasant smells in hotels, gyms, and retail stores. Of course, there are some problems with this. Sometimes, the scents are too strong and can make people sneeze. Still, many companies are banking on scent branding. Researchers say people remember 35% of what they smell. By comparison, people only remember 5% of what they see. If that's true, then smells can be an effective tool in helping people remember a brand.
Okay, so we're going to be shopping, but maybe smell will affect how we buy or how long we spend in the store. Very interesting. Let's look at the article. It begins, "You walk into a clothing store and immediately feel at home." Wow, when you feel at home, that means you feel comfortable. You feel relaxed. It doesn't mean you take your shoes off and go and make yourself a snack.
More, yes.
No, it just means you feel comfortable and relaxed, like you would be at home. And of course, this might happen immediately. If something happens immediately, it happens right away. Immediately is an adverb, and it's spelled immediately. Immediately. Yes, so if no time passes, if something happens without any time going by, it happens immediately. For example, we could say, when my alarm clock went off, I woke up immediately.
There we go. And as we said, to feel at home means to feel comfortable and relaxed, as if you were in your own home. For example, the hotel is so comfortable, it really makes me feel at home.
Well, that's good, but you still have to pay.
Never mind. Okay, the article continues and says, as you look at the items on the shelves, you notice a flowery smell. Something in the air, just something going on. Now, there we saw the word shelves, okay, the singular, not that kind of smell. The singular form is shelf, S-H-E-L-F. Okay, shelves, S-H-E-L-V-E-S. The plural is the V-E-S. And a shelf is a flat length of wood or another hard material like metal or plastic. Mm-hmm. And it's attached to a wall or it's part of a piece of furniture. And it provides a flat surface to store or display things. Okay, so think supermarkets. You go into a supermarket, you see lots of different shelves. For example, the supermarket shelves were almost empty before the typhoon came.
Oh, that's right, because people will buy things, so there'll be nothing left on the shelves.
Exactly.
Interesting. So the article continues. It says, it's so nice that you don't want to leave. Just like being at home, it's a great place to be. You feel good there.
And this flowery smell, you're thinking, yeah, I like it. I could stay in here. I don't want to leave. It's comfortable.
Wow, sounds like a good place to be.
Exactly. Now, our article points out that the smell's presence is no accident, though, okay? Mm. If something is no accident, we'll look at that phrase in a moment. First, let's look at the word presence, okay? Presence is a noun spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Presence. And the presence of something is the existence of something in the present space or time, okay? It means it's there. Okay, for example, Meredith was upset by the presence of Dean, her ex-boyfriend, at the party.
Ooh.
So she was upset by his presence. He was there, she was there, they were both present, would be the adjective form, and that made Meredith feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Very, very awkward situation.
So
maybe, maybe it was an accident that he happened to be there. That was another word that we saw there.
The presence of the smell is no accident.
It's no accident. What is an accident? Well, of course, this is a noun. It's spelled A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T. Accident. An accident is basically something that happens, usually something bad that happens, without planning. All right? You didn't expect it. You didn't plan it to happen. It just happened, and often it causes some kind of trouble. It could be a small accident like knocking a cup off a table or forgetting to bring your cell phone in the morning, or it could be a bad accident like a car crash or when a plane crashes or something like that, which can of course be absolutely terrible. When we say something is no accident, that means we planned it.
Yeah.
We wanted it to happen.
It's on purpose. It wasn't an accident at all.
Exactly. So we have an example sentence for accident. It says, it was a lucky accident that I passed by a jewelry store just as I was thinking about what to buy for my wife's birthday. That's a lucky accident.
Yeah.
Or we can also call that sometimes a happy accident.
Yeah, you didn't plan it. You didn't mean to go buy that jewelry store, but you're thinking, what should I get my wife? There's the jewelry store.
Yeah.
I didn't plan that, but there it is.
And that's a good
thing
in that case.
Okay, now this idea, this having smell in the store that makes you think, oh, I like it, I'll stay here. The article says it is part of scent branding.
Scent branding.
Something more companies are using these days.
Hmm.
Okay, the word scent is spelled S-C-E-N-T. Watch out for that C because it's kind of a silent letter. Scent with a C. And a scent is a smell, usually a nice one. We tend to use the word scent for good smells. For example, the garden was full of the scent of fresh flowers.
Interesting. And we also had another noun there, branding. B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G. Branding is what companies do when they put a logo or they put a name or they put a slogan on a product and they want you, the person out there who might buy that product, to, in your mind, tie this picture, this name, this slogan to that product.
If I
do a swoosh, if I say Nike, if I say just do it, you think of running shoes or any kinds of products made by Nike. That is good branding.
Yeah.
When we have that little apple with the piece missing, you might think Apple, iPhones, iPads, computers, that kind of stuff. So companies,
The McDonald's M. I'm loving it. And the red and yellow color scheme. It's all branding.
Oh, and that creepy clown.
Oh, yeah. Ronald McDonald.
But when you see those things, when you hear the name or even da-da-da-da-da, you think that company, you think that product. That is good branding. Tying an image, a name, to a product. So scent branding is taking a smell and making it part of what
kind
you of, think of the company.
Yeah, associate is a good word here. You associate this smell with the product.
Right.
Here's another example of branding. Companies that make sports clothes and shoes often use famous sportsmen and women as part of their branding.
Sure.
So you think, okay, this athlete wears these shoes, so
there
you go. I'm going to wear them too because they do and they're sports people.
That's
they know
right.
what's up.
There you go. And then back in the article it says, scent branding is a kind of marketing that focuses on the nose. Marketing is basically, well, branding is part of marketing. What is marketing? It's basically advertising a company. Its products, the things it makes, the services, the things that can do for you. Getting the name out there, putting ads on TV or in magazines or on the bus or something like that. Just to make you, the person with money in your pocket, aware of the company and hopefully make you a customer of the company, make you go and spend your money on that company's products and services.
It also involves market research, okay? Finding
sure.
out what does the market want? What does it need?
Right.
Where's there an area where we can make some money selling things to people? What are they crying out for? You know, or what do they think of our product?
Mm-hmm.
How can we improve? What do people not like? Okay. For example, we could say the company spends a lot of money on marketing in order to make more people aware of its products. Now, this kind of marketing focuses on the nose.
That's right. To focus on this phrasal verb, I guess we could spell it, F-O-C-U-S, is focus, and on, O-N. Basically, means to bring your attention onto something. Something very specific, something very special. You're not worried about all the other things. They might be important, but right now you're focusing on, you're paying most attention to something because that is the area of interest or that is what is important right now. For example, we could say this unit of the English textbook focuses on the passive voice, on that type of grammar, not on vocabulary or spelling or other things. It focuses on the passive voice in one part of the book.
Okay. So the article continues and says, marketing researchers now believe that nice smells keep customers around longer.
Really?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Huh,
it's a nice smell. I'll stay here. So a researcher is a person who researches something. In this case, marketing. So these people are researching marketing. They're finding out what people want and how to sell it to them. They're examining data and so on. For example, you could also say, the researchers found some interesting facts in the old books. They're researching books and history.
Very cool. In the article, it continues. As a result, it says, they've begun using pleasant smells in hotels, gyms, and retail stores. These are just a few of the places they're using pleasant or nice smells. What is a retail store? Basically, a store that is selling things to you. When you go to a store and you pay for a price, that's the retail price. The store will get the thing slightly cheaper, and then by selling it to you slightly more expensive, the store makes some money. So when we're talking about retail economy or retail stores, we're talking about shopping. Places you go to shop, for example. Retail is spelled R-E-T-A-I-L. And the example sentence reads, the economy is bad right now. So retail stores are making less money. Fewer people are shopping.
So the article also says, of course, there are some problems with this. This meaning using smell as branding. Sometimes the scents are too strong and can make people sneeze. That's a sneeze. Sneeze is a verb, can be a noun, just means to go, achoo, and you kind of push air and liquid out. Bright sunshine, for example, bright sunlight can make people sneeze. Still, the article says, many companies are banking on scent branding. The phrase bank on is today's shortcut for you, and we're banking on this short video to help explain what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Business isn't going so well this month.
We need something to attract customers.
How about we hire someone to hold a sign on the street with our store's name on it?
Okay, that's not a bad idea. What else can you think of?
Nothing. I'm banking on that idea.
Banking on it? Will it really be that expensive?
To bank on something or somebody means to depend on something or expect something to happen.
I get it. Bank on something or somebody is 指望依靠.
Bingo. I'm banking on this to save our store.
Come on. We need another idea.
Okay. What's your idea?
How about we create a new drink flavor?
What is it?
Chocolate bubblegum!
What? Is that what you're banking on?
I think it's pretty good, yeah?
I'll start making that sign now, I think.
Hi guys, welcome back. The article continues. Researchers say people remember 35% of what they smell. Of what they smell.
Very interesting. And here's an interesting comparison. It says by comparison, so look at something else that's similar. People only remember 5% of what they see. So you remember a lot more of what you smell than what you see. That is an interesting comparison. Comparison is a noun, C-O-M-P-A-R-I-S-O-N, comparison. Basically, when you take two things, put them side by side, and look at them to see how they're different, how one might be better or worse, that is making a comparison. We do it when we're shopping. You look at two pairs of shoes, you say, well, these are cool, these are cheaper, which one do I want to buy? You figure that out by making a comparison. For example, Lillian tried to make a comparison between the two smartphones. Samsung, Apple, Apple, Samsung.
So if this is true, if people are better at remembering smells, if that's true, then smells can be an effective tool in helping people remember a brand.
Really?
Now, if something is effective, spelled E-F-F-E-C-T-I-V-E, effective, it's very useful in achieving this purpose. Okay? For example, getting students involved in activities is considered a more effective way of teaching than just talking at them, like we're doing. Anyway, so that is the idea of smell branding. We'll give you some more examples in tomorrow's article. Right now, it's time for us to move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what is your favorite smell and why?
My favorite smell?
That's
a very interesting question. I don't think I could have a favorite.
Yeah, I have lots.
There are too many great smells. One that always catches my attention, I know near my house, well, a little bit away from my house, there's a restaurant where they make steak. And every time in the evening when I drive by, even when I'm on my motorcycle going quite quickly, the smell of that cooking meat, that cooking, barbecuing steak. Ooh.
Not for me.
No, you don't like
vegetarian.
That smell?
Vegetarian. Doesn't work for me.
Oh, but you can still like the smell.
I like freshly cut grass.
Oh,
if
that's
grass
a good one.
Has just been cut or mown. I love that smell. And it reminds me of summer vacations when I used to go out and play football, play soccer with friends, you know, and the grass will be freshly cut. So it's a smell that brings up a nice memory for
me. That is a nice smell.
Which is why I will always enjoy that smell.
That's a good one.
Okay, so that's a few examples of our smells that we like. Would they work as scent branding? We don't know. Join us again tomorrow and find some, we'll talk about some more examples of scent branding and how it works. See you then. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Branding through smell. You walk into a clothing store and immediately feel at home. As you look at the items on the shelves, you notice a flowery smell. It's so nice that you don't want to leave. The smell's presence is no accident, though. It is part of scent branding, something more companies are using these days. Scent branding is a kind of marketing that focuses on the nose. Marketing researchers now believe that nice smells keep customers around longer. As a result, they've begun using pleasant smells in hotels, gyms, and retail stores. Of course, there are some problems with this. Sometimes, the scents are too strong and can make people sneeze. Still, many companies are banking on scent branding. Researchers say people remember 35% of what they smell. By comparison, people only remember 5% of what they see. If that's true, then smells can be an effective tool in helping people remember a brand.
Vocabulary review.
Immediately. Greg immediately knew something was wrong when he got home and found many things missing. Shelf. Herbert pulled a book off the shelf, opened it, and began to read. Presents. The presence of Lisa's ex-boyfriend at the party made her uncomfortable. Accident. The lack of a TV in this home is no accident. The owner doesn't watch TV. Comparison. Most of the cars for sale here are expensive, so by comparison, this one is cheap. Effective. Drinking lots of water and getting rest is an effective way to fight a cold.